Last week, the Alaska House of Representatives attempted to agree on the uniform rules of the Alaska State Legislature based on Mason's Rules of Order, which set the protocols and practices for the Alaska Legislature. On Friday, the House gaveled in an hour late and immediately adjourned until Saturday. The Juneau Empire reported that the reason was a disagreement over masking in the Capitol. In the Saturday session, the House convened and began work on amending and approving the uniform rules. Representative David Eastman of Wasilla proposed that the legislature remove its restrictions on public access to the Capitol building in Juneau. Eastman was present in Washington, D.C. on January 6th to protest the certification of the 2020 presidential election, where hundreds of white nationalists, so identified by the FBI, stormed the United States Capitol building. Representative Eastman's proposal would have amended the state legislature's rules to allow the general public to have access to offices and areas in the state capitol, now restricted to members and legislative staff only. District 31 Representative Sarah Vance of Homer voted yes on that proposal, but the amendment failed 18-14. Representative Ben Carpenter of Nikiski proposed to solve the problem of the House's inability to organize and elect leadership in good time by moving that the House should choose its leaders by coin toss if they fail to select leadership after the first 15 days in session. Representative Vance spoke in favor of that motion and voted for it, though it failed 23-9. When the time came for the House to approve the uniform rules of the House, which requires a supermajority of assembled members, Vance voted with the nays, who carried the day. A supermajority required 27 yes votes to approve the uniform rules, but there were only 26 votes in favor. Immediately after the motion failed, House Majority Leader Chris Tuck of Anchorage called for reconsideration of the motion. Monday's session, the 61st day of the ostensibly 90-day session, lasted no more than 20 minutes. Tuck's call for reconsideration on Saturday necessitated a second vote on approval of the uniform rules. This time, approval failed by an even wider margin, 20-17. Representative Vance again voted against approving the rules. On Tuesday, March 23rd, committee meetings are scheduled throughout the day. The next floor session of the House is scheduled for Wednesday, March 24th, beginning at 10:30 a.m. Representative Vance is the primary sponsor of two bills currently in committee. One is House Bill 52, supporting the continuation of the Tutka Bay Hatchery, which is slated for closure by the state. The bill has had one reading, but is stalled in the House Committee on Fisheries and Resources. The other piece of legislation, House Bill 140, would extend the expiration date of an Alaska driver's license to 8 years for drivers between the ages of 21 and 69. Also, some drivers would be allowed to renew their license online or by mail every other time their license comes up for renewal. However, some drivers renewing online would have to provide the results of an eye exam, potentially adding hundreds of dollars to the cost of an Alaska driver's license. That bill has had its first reading and is now sitting in the State Affairs Committee. KBBI has made numerous attempts to schedule a legislative update interview with Representative Vance, but has not been successful. Information for this story on Vance's votes and actions in the Alaska House of Representatives come from Gavel to Gavel KTOO Juneau's live coverage of the Alaska Legislature and from the Alaska State Legislature website, akleg.gov. Reporting on the Alaska State House of Representatives, I'm Kathleen Gustafson.